With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. For years, economic developers have touted the possibilities for people to live in Montana and work for companies that aren't here. The COVID-19 shutdown has, in some ways, offered proof of that concept. Charles Bolte reports for our series looking at lasting ways Montana is adapting during the pandemic. It's funded in part by the Solutions Journalism Network.
Bob McCauley and his wife live in a lush, shady patch of the Mission Valley just north of St. Ignatius, population 830. Their little spread is filled with birdsong. The dramatic Mission Mountains rise a few miles to the east.
Real beautiful location. I hurry up to get home.
McCauley and his wife moved here over 20 years ago. Like a lot of people, the McCauleys had to handle at least parts of their jobs and also their son's schoolwork from home when the pandemic hit. And that was tougher in St. Ignatius than it was in other places.
The phone connection for our internet was not very good, and this, we're being told, is way more reliable.
McCauley's referring to the fiber optic cable that's being installed at his house.
We're hoping this will solve our internet problem and, you know, have better connection here and faster speed.
A study published by researchers at the National Bureau of Economic Research and MIT says that one-third of the nation's employed workforce shifted to working from home in early April. In Montana, some, like Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Greg Gianforte, are calling the work-from-home movement a silver lining of the pandemic. He's been promoting the idea as a politician since at least 2015. Anne Booth sees the value in that line of thinking.
More people are understanding that you can get a lot done in a day working by yourself without interruptions. You're more productive.
That's Booth on Zoom. She's an economic developer in Montana who grew up in and works from tiny Malta in Phillips County. Booth has worked in economic development for about 30 years. She heads up a volunteer working group under the Montana Economic Developers Association. The group launched 3 years ago and seeks ways to advance remote work in Montana. That's especially important for Montana's rural towns, she says.
The common goals are to increase local employment opportunities, to increase the median wage for residents. We want the brain gain and not the brain drain.
Booth's team held workshops and applied for grants. Getting funds to do more has been a roadblock, but the sell is a little easier now.
And now with the pandemic, it's just all of a sudden that the mystery of working remote has been removed.
Prior to COVID, Booth worked with the state's Department of Labor and Industry on a toolkit to help employers and employees understand the ins and outs of remote work. The department's deputy commissioner, Kathleen O'Leary, says her office had to figure going remote along with the rest of the state. And now a lot more Montanans are paying attention to the work she did with Booth and others to promote working from home. Here's O'Leary.
I think what COVID has provided is an opportunity for those people and those employers who may not have tried it to look at what this looks like long term.
The appeal of that is one thing, but what about what Bob McCauley experienced? What about shaky internet connections in a huge, not terribly populated state? Booth says rural internet connection gets a bad rep. Sure, there are some connectivity gaps across the state, which still ranks dead last in the U.S. for broadband access on broadbandnow.com. But Booth points out that schools and libraries are well served and many rural places do have good internet. A big push to expand broadband is led by local providers like the ones Jeff Feiss represents. Here's Feiss on Zoom.
I'm the general manager of the Montana Telecommunications Association. I represent rural, locally owned telecommunications providers who serve roughly 70% of the state's landmass and probably 30% of the consumers.
MTA represents about a dozen telecom companies. In the last several years, they've been installing fiber optic cable across the state to upgrade the copper infrastructure. That work mostly prepared them when offices shut down and forced workers home. CEOs I talked to with Blackfoot Communications, Three Rivers, and Range have all said they've seen COVID-induced upticks in new users and upgraded connections. They, along with Jeff Feiss, also say their networks are handling increased bandwidth demand just fine. Here's Feiss again.
Massive numbers of people were shifted from the office to home, and generally speaking, were able to carry on their business as usual.
A spokesperson at the Research and Analysis Bureau at the Montana Department of Labor and Industry says there isn't solid state-level data indicating how many people are working from home or how many people are moving to the state and bringing a job with them. But Jeff Feiss says the last few months have provided proof that a lot of Montana can continue to work from home.
COVID turned the theory into reality in a big way, suddenly.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News and the Solutions Journalism Network, I'm Charles Bolte.